pesticide bottle sits on a Kenyan farm shelf. It's labeled innocent, but the cyanide inside it killed 15 elephants in a single poisoning, the worst die-off that region has seen in decades. BBC reports that officials have ruled out poaching entirely. The culprit is agricultural runoff seeping into the animals' water and food. What we're watching is the arithmetic of proximity. Farming intensifies, wildlife habitat shrinks, and the margin between human chemistry and animal survival evaporates. Seneca has the first word on this. Then Benjamin Franklin.
Lucilius, you have seen the elephants at the games, how they move with a deliberation that shames our haste. 15 dead in Kenya, not by spear or tusk hunter, but by the tomato farmer's cyanide. The poison meant for aphids finds the waterhole instead. Think of Corsica, where the air itself seemed poisoned by exile. 8 years I breathed it. The body adapts to what it must endure. The elephant has no such luxury. We engineer our harvests and call it progress. The runoff does not read our intentions. A single pesticide drum cracks. Rain carries it to the stream. The matriarch drinks first, then the calf, then the bull who never learned to fear the taste of cultivated soil. 15 bodies in the tall grass. The officials call it accidental. As if accident were a defense against consequence. The Chaldeans foretold the deaths of kings and died themselves surprised by fate. Hippocrates cured many and fell sick. No craft escapes its own byproduct. Nature has no outside place to throw her shavings. Write to me from Sicily. Tell me if the vines near your post still grow wild at the edges, or if the neat rows have swallowed everything.
The box from Croghan arrived in London, 6 foot tusks yellowed by time, and I turned them over in my hands, wondering what climate could have borne such beasts in Ohio. No living elephant had ever been seen by Europeans in America, nor remembered in any Indian tradition. Peter Collinson read the puzzle to the Royal Society. William Hunter named the creature Incognitum, though he erred in calling it carnivorous. We knew elephants only as ghosts in the strata. Now the news from Kenya, 15 dead not by the hunter's spear, but by the tomato farmer's cyanide. The chemical drifts from the field to the waterhole, invisible as the lightning I once drew from the sky. Agricultural intensification, they call it. We called it improvement, clearing the forest for the plow, never asking what the clearing displaced. The buffalo I described to Auchinwall, tamed in Persia and Egypt for the yoke, vanished from our woods before I could say whether they would serve the same purpose. A pesticide for tomatoes becomes a poison for the largest land mammal. The rule of unintended consequence writes itself in carcasses. The earth does not forgive our chemistry.
The story ran in BBC News. Pesticide contamination in agricultural zones near wildlife reserves is now a recognized risk. Not poaching, not accident, but the blunt edge of farming intensity, meeting animal vulnerability. That closes this brief.